Before you, Tony, are the greats of every living generation of the sport, and you stand here as a legend. What comprehension of the honour do you have as it settles with you?
Oh, well, I'm a bit overwhelmed, I think. It's a huge honour. And I don't really know what to say, mate, to tell you the truth, but I am very honoured to be here tonight. This is actually my second function in 8 months, so I'm getting quite a social, yes. Aren't I? And I've actually had a talk to Mike Sheehan too tonight, so things are on the improve. I certainly am very honoured, and as I said, it's a little bit overwhelmed because this is, to me, as good as it gets.
It's a special night, but it's a rare night. At your table, you've got the whole Lockett family. You've got mum and dad,
yeah.
Siblings, your wife and your four daughters. And never before have they been gathered at a football function.
The oldest two would have... they were around at the end of my career, but the number three and four, they haven't had much to do with the footy at all. I took them to Sydney and St Kilda at the SCG about 3 years ago, I think, but that's about... I think the only time they would have had much to do with footy.
What do they know about the old man?
He's a bit of a soft get when it comes to wanting some new clothes and all that sort of stuff. And the old girl has got to draw the line a bit on him a bit, and then it's just off to dad, and he just hands it over to him. So, but that's all right. They're beautiful daughters. They've been great kids. We've had no trouble with them. The second one's got a boyfriend now, so that's a bit of a worry.
A worry for him, I reckon.
So, yeah, I've just got to keep an eye on a few things there, mate. But,
Your dad's here. Your dad was a bit of a country footy legend as well. Growing up, what did you know about his footy prowess?
Oh, not a great deal. So the story goes, and he'll probably have to tell you himself, he was pretty good, so... But no, he got around, and he was, with North Ballarat and then out with Lexton, and, he's had a big career and a lot to do with Ballarat football, and he's been terrific for me. He's been great. Helped me out in the early days, and, I really appreciate him.
You were playing under-12s when you were an eight-year-old. Did you have a bit of size about you then?
No, I was only a little fella, but I was out there, but I wasn't doing much. Like, but it was all, you got to start somewhere, so we get thrown in the deep end a bit there. But that was good. Played with North Ballarat, and it's been a great club right through my junior days there, and from all I can remember is just a wonderful club, wonderful blokes around the club, wonderful coaches. Very successful. Mick Moldes, I come from North Ballarat as well. Greg Burns, an old teammate of mine. So it's just been a wonderful grounding, and I really appreciate the start that everyone at North Ballarat gave me.
So when you were a junior, did you crave it? Was footy really in your soul, or was it just something you were good at?
No, I think you crave it. I think as a young bloke, I probably pestered the old man and whoever would want to go and have a kick of the footy. I mean, I think I was pretty mad on that, I think there was a lot of time after school or whatever, and just kicking the ball around all the time, but that's what all the kids do, and so I think right from the word go I was going to be a footballer.
When were you going to be a full forward? How early did goal kicking come into it for you?
Probably really only when I went to Melbourne, I think. The first year I went down to Melbourne, I think I went down more as a centre-half forward, but once I got to St Kilda, I found a nice little patch of ground in the goal square, mate, and once I had it, I didn't want to give it up. So. that's pretty much where I've been, played my whole career. Other than one day, I turned up at Princes Park in my first year, and I walked into the club rooms and into the coaches' room, and my name was actually at fullback. And I thought, they must have just got that wrong, I think. Someone's having a bit of a joke here. Anyway, 10 minutes later, the coach comes up and says, you won't be kicking any goals today. You're playing at fullback. And I thought, this is going to be interesting. I've never been down that end of the ground before. And I thought, I wonder who I'm playing on. So I snuck back in the coach's room, and lo and behold, I've got Peter Bezusto. So as everyone knows, Peter Bozzusto, he was a great superstar player for Carlton, and took a mark of the year one year, and he was just a great player. And I remember running out onto the ground and then heading down towards full back, and I could see a couple of the Carlton players are sort of halfway thinking, like, where's this idiot going? He's going to the wrong end of the ground. And when Bozzusto seen me coming, I think he started to rub his hands together. He was pretty happy that the fat kid with the sausage arms was making his way down to full back, I think, and he was pretty keen he was going to have a big day. Actually, we ended up getting beaten pretty badly that day, but I had a pretty good day myself. I ended up with 26 kicks, which is the most kicks I've ever had in a game of AFL footy, due to the fact that Carlton kicked 24 points that day and I was doing the kicking in. So it still stands today, 26 kicks. I thought it was terrific, you know.
Fullbacks and full forwards. They're very personal duels, and you would have had many. In a golden age, could you zero in on who your opponents were going to be and almost score where it's been before and what you'd like it to be today?
Look, you know, over the years, I mean, as a young bloke, I started off on Bruce Duell, and to me that was probably as hard as it got. It was, I was just trying to get a kick, let alone kick a goal. It would have just been nice to get a kick on Bruce. So much respect for him. He was such a great player. And I played on him for about 3 years, I think, and then when finally, I was the only one that was glad Bruce was retiring, but finally when Bruce retired, he left the door open for another bloke that went pretty good too, Stephen Silvani. So I had, probably a dozen years with Sauce, and to this day, I rate Stephen as my greatest opponent. We had some great battles, and I will mention, I did kick 10 on him one day at Moorabbin, which I thought was pretty good. I mean, when you kick 10 on Sauce, you're allowed to mention it.
I reckon.
But if you're going to mention the good ones, you've got to mention the bad ones. And anyway, I think it was 89, and as a couple of the full forwards have said earlier on, sometimes you just have those days that things happen, and I don't know what happened, but it happened, and it was good, and I liked it. Anyway, so I front up the next year at Waverley, thinking I'm just going to do the same here again. And as good as that year, that game was at Moorabbin, it was as bad the next one. And I didn't trouble the score at all. There was no goals, obviously no kicks. There was no marks. There was no handballs, but that was pretty much for 280 AFL games. And really, nothing. So Sauce certainly got his revenge the year after 89. But I had a great battle with Sauce. He was a great competitor. Chris Langford was another one. Over a long period of time, we had some great battles. A couple of intelligent blokes, Mickey Martin and Rick Kennedy. Couple of real hard heads, mate. But you just knew it was going to be a solid day. Mickey Martin was fantastic, mate. I love him. I reckon he was great, and he was great for the game. We had some real good battles. We had some good wrestles too, don't worry. It was good fun. Alistair Lynch, mate, he was... I remember one day at Waverley, it was the first time I played on Alistair. I'd had a reasonable day up to three-quarter time, and I went to full forward position in the last quarter, and this skinny kid was walking down towards me, and I thought, oh, this is all right. We'll maybe get a couple more in the last quarter. And, mate, as fate would have it, Alistair just give it to me. No touches again in the last quarter that day. So straight away I had to recognise Alistair, and he went on to being a champion player, one of the best players I played on. Ashley McIntosh was another one from West Coast. Had a lot of trouble with him. He was a great player. But look, all over. I mean, there's no easy ones. Over a whole 18 years, I mean, there's been some great tussles, and it's been fantastic.
You did have a few good days. There is a record that says you got them a few times. What was a good day? As a full forward, what would you set yourself as a good day?
Oh, a good day? I reckon a good day was five. Five was definitely a good day. Four was what I tried to average, but five was a good day. But if you're lucky enough, a couple more was even better.
So 22 times you kicked double figures, which should take your breath away. That wouldn't have happened in 10 years. There wouldn't have been 22 occurrences of a 10-goal bag. What was it like when you kicked double figures?
Well, it was good. It was great, mate. Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, the full forward, that's what you're there to do. You're there to kick goals or to create goals or whatever. So yeah, I mean, you know, if you're kicking goals, you're doing your job. And yeah, I've been, you know, very lucky over 18 years.
You were in a great era of goal kickers with Jason Dunstall and Gary Ablett. Mm. Was the competition actually very personal?
For me, it was. You know, I always wanted to know how many Dunstall kicked, and I probably haven't said that before, but I always wanted to know how he was going. And I think over the course of a lot of years, our rivalry between the two of us, even though there wasn't much said about it, I think we probably spurred each other on a bit. But I was hell-bent on beating him. I just wanted to kick more, and I think he carried me through, you know, right through. I think he was a great player, and he was, lucky enough to play a state game with him, and that was a great thrill.
That was the Teddy Whitten day?
No, that was a bit earlier on. The Teddy's last game was at the MCG. Played with Gary Ablett that day, right. And does go down as one of my favourite games, one of my great memories. It was great to be down in front of the goals and looking over at my teammate here, and it was Gary Ablett. You know, it doesn't get much better than that, mate.
No, it wouldn't. Two of your most famous kicks. One's a behind in a preliminary final. Yep. And one, I'm no goal-kicking authority, but one's a wobbly, dipping ball that is not the best off the boot, but it breaks the record. You are the game's greatest goal-kicker is probably best remembered for two that you'd like to have back.
Yeah, two shockers. The point against Essendon in the preliminary finals, actually just talking to Kevin Sheedy about that earlier on, had done nothing all night. I had a pretty ordinary game, but the boys were terrific all night, and just, you know, as fate has it sometimes, 20 seconds to go, you get a mark and you make a difference, you know. So that was my only contribution for the night, but it ended up being not too bad, you know, it was all right. And then, of course, the record at the SCG up the other end. You know, there'd been a lot of talk about it. It was good to just get it over and done with. But it was a mongrel punt. It was, but it went straight, so it was amazing.
Does that record mean something to you, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a lot of years' work going into it. But I mean, it certainly wasn't something that I was aiming at all. It was really only the last couple of years when I thought that, you know, I was probably in reach of it that I even give it a second thought, really. But yeah, it does mean something. I mean, you look back on it, and I'm very proud of it. You know, like nights like tonight, this means, you know, more tonight. It's fantastic.
There's 100 apocryphal stories about you, I'm sure. How engaged were you in football? There's the notion that you didn't know who you were playing on, you didn't know who your teammates were, which I'm sure are stories that have just grown and grown. How invested in you were you in your footy career?
I think I sort of went up and down a bit. Yep. I think at times, I probably could have been a little bit more applied in my craft, but what you see is what you get, you know. Like, I'm physically a little bit different over 20 years or 18 years, but that's okay. I'm all right. I mean, not everyone can be built like a great athlete either, can they? So it did have its benefits, maybe. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't really know there. But look, I remember in the 70s as a kid growing up, there was a bloke getting around for North Melbourne at Arden Street that day that everyone used to love, a fellow by the name of Mickey Nolan, the galloping gasometer. And like, what a great nickname. Well, Louis Richards came up with a good one for me about mid-80s when I'd had a summer that I'd probably had too much donuts and not enough exercise. And I turned back up at Moorabbin there, and he nicknamed me Two Ton Tony, which he was probably right. And he did say that when the players down at St Kilda were doing their warm-up, they just used to run two laps around me. So, but that was Louis Richards. Louis Richards to me was just, mate, the greatest Collingwood man ever, and I loved him, and I reckon he was great. He was great for the game. He was a good friend, and a lot of great memories with Louis.
So there were the goals, and then there was the rage. The red mist would descend from time to time.
Every now and again, but I mean, that's, you know, that happens. You know, it's part and parcel of the game, really, isn't it? The game's definitely quieting down a little bit these days. Mm-hmm. There was quite a bit of player and crowd interaction back when I was playing, and obviously spending most of my time very close to the goal umpire, I got to hear and see and cop a fair bit, which was terrific. You know, I mean, that's the way it is. You just got to, you've got to absorb it. Well, there's a little bit going on today with me old mate Goodsy. He's a bit of play interaction with the crowd the other day. I thought he was actually looked like he was gigging for Dancing with the Stars myself. But Adam's a champion bloke, and he's a fantastic ambassador for our game and for everything that he stands for, and I love him to death. But look, as I said, you know, that's just the way it is. You win some, you lose some. You just got to get on with it and go again, you know.
You played one grand final. You didn't waste it. You kicked 6 goals. The premiership was elusive. It was beyond your grasp. Did you leave the game fulfilled with what you'd done?
Look, we all play for a premiership win. That's the ultimate goal. And I think, you know, ask anyone, they'll give you the same answer. I'm very thankful just to play in one. It was just enormous, mate. It was a great day. And I remember it to a T. Unfortunately, we never got the bickies that day. But to be actually just out there on grand final day is really made 18 years of football worthwhile. We struggled early on at Secula. Like, I think the first 3 or 4 years I played, we were wooden spooners. And then to go to Sydney after they'd been struggling a bit early 90s, and then to have a bit to do with, you know, rebuilding that club in the mid-90s to 99 was, was great too, because it was a great bunch of blokes went through there, and they've been a great, strong club ever since. And as the boys were saying, it's just the people that you have around the club. And all the hard work was put in, and they're bearing all the fruits. The last 15 years have been terrific. Sydney has been a great club for me. They give me the opportunity when I probably had a question mark, even at myself, as to whether, you know, I was going to be any benefit to them in 95. But they showed faith. They give me a chance, and well, hopefully I repaid them.
I reckon you did. Did you miss it, or were you glad to get away from it? And maybe it's not a question in the past tense. Are you glad to be at arm's length from footy, or is it nice to walk back into its embrace from time to time?
No, it's good to get back. I mean, I don't have a huge amount to do with it, like a lot of people, but, you know, I still keep a tab on things, and I still like getting here and catching up with a lot of people. But, I had 18 years of it, and that was plenty. Could I, you know, I probably, what I, you know, when I think back now, my oldest daughter was ready to go to school when I retired, and that was probably made the decision a bit easier back then. But I probably should have stuck out another year then, instead of trying to make a comeback in 02, I think, you know.
There's a black van with a bike on the back of it in valet parking. Is there any truth that that's yours?
Yeah, it's all true, mate, yeah.
Where's your next stop, Tony?
I'm off to Alice Springs tomorrow, and I'm off to do a bit of a ride across the Simpson Desert and tear it up. It'll be good. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I bet you are. You went back to the Swans last year for the best and fairest. You presented Lance Franklin with his Coleman medal. I probably haven't got you pegged as a great Twitter follower, but his profile photo is you and him. Lance, you are the idol's idol.
I was amazed how big he was. I couldn't believe it. And it was great to get back there, because that's a club I played with, and good to catch up with all the boys. I had a great night, and it was really good to, you know, sit back there and have a good yak to him. He's a great player to watch.
If I asked you in closing, how do you make sense of it? How did you make sense of your 18-year footy career, more goals than anybody else, and tonight acknowledged as a legend of the game?
Well, as I said earlier, when I first come up here, it's a huge honour. Just as, you know, I can't explain how I feel. It's just amazing to be here in front of so many great footballers and legends and that. I really, as I said, I'm struggling for words a bit, because the company is so good. I've got so many people that, I'd like to thank.
I think you should.
No worries. As I said, I'd just like to thank, first of all, Northbad Football Club for giving me the opportunity to play footy as a kid. It was a great grounding. The St Kilda Football Club for 12 years there. I had some great memories there. There were some great days down at Moorabbin in the mud, which was fantastic. A lot of great teammates there, and we certainly, we had a good time, and it was good to good to play there, and I loved every minute of it. It was a great club, the great supporters, and a lot of great people there. To Sydney for, as I said, for giving me that chance that I needed to probably start again and prove that I still had what it took, and you know, just to finish on a good note, because I think that's a bit that was eating away at me early on, that I just needed to you know, to do the right thing and finish on a good note. To all my family, thank you very much for all your support. My mother and father have been great all along. My sisters, my brother, my wife have been fantastic. She's been there pretty much the whole time. She probably needs to be up here getting this medal instead of me. The girls, thank you very much for all your support and, you know, for being just great kids. And I think that's one thing I'm very lucky. I've just got great kids and I'm very grateful for that. To the AFL for, you know, inducting me up here. As I said, I'm blown away. I'm totally overwhelmed with it. I really appreciate it. I'm very honoured. And to all the, you know, to everyone here, to all the people, supporters of all the clubs, and to just to AFL as a whole, thank you very much.
Stay up here.